Shalom aleichem abayisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirei Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach. We're about to begin the fifth topic of Parshas Vayeschanan, where Moshe Rabbeinu is going to chazer over the Aseres Hadibros by the Aliyah of Revi, Perek Hei, Posuk Aleph. It's kedai to have a Chumash Moiz opened up to Parshas Yisroi, so we can compare the differences between both Aseres Hadibros. Vayikra Moshe el kol Yisrael vayomer aleihem Shema Yisrael es hachukim ves hamishpotim Asher onoichi dever bozneichem hayoim ulemadetem oisom ushmartem elas oisom. And Moshe called all of Am Yisrael and he tells them, listen to the chukim and the mishpotim that I am saying over in your ears today. You should learn them and you should guard them and keep them. Adonai Eloheinu koras imonu bris bechoyrev lo yesavoseinu koras Adonai yesabris hazois ki itonu anachnu eilefoy ayoyim kulonu chayim. Hashem made a bris with us at Har Sinai. Not only with our fathers did Hashem make that bris, they are all dead, they died over the past 40 years because of the Chet HaMeraglim. Rather, with us also, all of us living here today, all those who were less than 20 at the time of the Chet HaMeraglim also experienced Mamad Har Sinai. And you're all here today? Says Rashi, lo yesavoseinu, we're missing a word in the Pasuk. Because if you translate it literally, the Pasuk says, Hashem did not make a bris with our fathers, only with us. But that's not true. Says Rashi, the missing word is, lo yesavoseinu bilvad koras Hashem, not only with our fathers, but also with us. Posuk dalet ponim befonim diber Adonai imochem behor mitoicho eish. Hashem spoke with you face to face on the mountain from within the fire. What is Moshe Rabbeinu's point with this ponim befonim? Says Rashi. Omar Rabbi Berechio, kach Omar Moshe al toimru ani mate eschem aloi dovor kiderech shasar su oise bein amuicha lalokeach. Says Moshe, don't say that I am tricking you, I tricked you into this deal of receiving the Torah, as often a middleman smoothes things out and he doesn't always say the truth because he wants to cut the deal between the seller and the buyer. Says Moshe, that's not what happened. The seller himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spoke with you directly. Posuk hei onoichi, oimeid bein Adonai uveineichem bo'eis ahi. Lagid lochem es dvar Adonai ki reisem mipenei o'esh v'lo yalisem b'hor le'moir. I stood between Hashem and you at that time to tell you what Hashem said in the Aseres Hadibros because you were afraid because of the fire. Aye, it says in Posuk Dalet Hashem spoke to them face to face. And over here it says, Moshe says, I'm standing between Hashem and you. And from the Rabban, they heard it from Hashem face to face, all the Aseres Hadibros. And the first two Dibros, they understood also. The last eight, because they were so scared, they heard it, but they didn't get it, they didn't understand it, because they were afraid of the fire. And that's what Moshe had to repeat over the last eight Dibros to them. It's not because you were afraid of the fire. You didn't go up the mountain, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Yisroi. There was an Isser for Am Yisrael to go up the mountain so long as Hashem didn't let them. And the word Lemoir is going back to the previous Pasuk Dalet. As if it says, Ponim Mefonim Diber Hashem Imochem Bohor Mitoich Oish Lemoir Onoich Hashem Elokecha Da'aseres Hadibros. The entire Pasuk, except for the last word, is all in brackets. Says Rashi, Leimoyer, Musav al Diber Hashem imochem behor mitoicho eish, Posuk Dalet Leimoyer, Onoichi Hashem, Vonoichi Oimid bein Hashem uveinechem, that's all in brackets. The Dibur Rishon, Posuk Vov, Onoichi Adonai Eloheicho Asher Oitzeisicho Meret Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avodim. I am Hashem your God who took you out of Mitzrayim from the house of slavery. The Dibur Hasheni has four psukim. Posuk Zayin. Lo yehiye lecho Elohim achirim al ponoi. If we were to translate it literally, it would say, you may not have, do not have other gods al ponoi, Rashi et tu pshotim, either wherever I am or whenever I am. In other words, no place in the world, because I'm everywhere, and no time ever, because I will always be around. Says Rashi, Al ponay b'chol mokim asher ani shom, v'zehu kol ha'olam, davar acher kol zman shani kayom. That's for eternity. Aseres ha'dibro itkvar pirashtem, I explained it up in Parshas Yisroi, and therefore I'm not going to repeat everything I said over there. So I'll try to fill in what Rashi said over there, what pertains to over here. So on the words, lo yelecho Elohim acherim, I translated over here, you may not have other gods. But Rashi above in Parshas Yisroi says that that's a chutzpah to say that. You may not have other gods. That sounds like that there are other gods, but I don't let you have them. But in reality, there are no other gods. Therefore, Rashi offers two other pshatim over there. Pshat number one, Elohim acherim, gods that others made them into gods. And pshat number two, gods that are strangers to their worshippers. They are acherim to their worshippers because they don't do anything for them. But it doesn't mean other gods, so says Rashi in Parshas Yisroel. Posuk ches lo yisase lechofes el kol temuno asher bashamayim mima'al v'asher ba'oretz mitochas v'asher bamayim mitachas la'oretz. Do not make a statue of any picture, whether it be something in the sky above, whether in the earth below, and or whether it be in the water underneath the earth. Lo yisishtachav Elohim v'lo yisovdei mekionoichi adoinoy Eloihecho el kano poiked. Avoin avoiz albonim al v'al shileshim v'al ribeim lesoineoi. Do not bow down to them, do not worship them in any way, because I, Hashem, am your God, is a keil kano. Rashi explained this above in Perek Dalid, Posuk Chov Dalid. Keil kano means Hashem gets angry and takes revenge of those who are oved avodah zarah. Not only that, poiked avoin ovois al bonim. I will remember and punish for the averos of the father. I will punish their children for the averos of the father and the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren. Lesoineoi, says Targum, if the four generations continue on with the averos of their father, grandfather, and great-grandfather, they get punished for all those generations also. But avada, if a child or a grandchild doesn't continue in the averis of his ancestors, of course he does not get punished. Posuk yud voise chesed la lofim el oyavai uloshem remitz voisoi. If I were to translate the posuk literally, it would translate that Hashem does chesed to 2,000 generations, to those who love him and those who keep his mitzvahs, as opposed to posuk tes, that the averos of ancestors only go up to four generations, but chesed, for those who oy havai and shalom mitzvoisoi, that Hashem does chesed for 2,000 generations afterwards. That's if we were to translate literally. But Rashi and Parshas Yisroi learns not that way. Rashi learns that the word poiked in posuk tes is also going on the averos. Hashem remembers the averos of the ancestors to four generations ahead if they keep on doing averos. And he is also poiked the oise chesed. According to Rashi and Yisroi, the oise chesed is not Hashem. The oise chesed is a yid who does mitzvos. Hashem is poiked those chesed, those mitzvos that the yid does for 2,000 generations after him. Similar to what it says in the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim in Parshas Kisiso. Noitzer chesed lo alofim. There it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves the chesed, the mitzvos that he does, and he repays also his generations to come, up to 2,000 generations. That's how Rashi learns this pasuk in Parshas Yisroi. On to the third dibu, pasuk Yud Aleph. Lo yisiso es sheim adoinoi aloheho lashov, ki lo yinake adoinoi es asher yiso es shemoi lashov. Do not swear with Hashem's name in vain, because Hashem will not set free from punishment one who swears in his name in vain. Rashi in Parshas Yisroi says, what's the definition of lashov? Nishba leshanois es hayodua. For instance, to swear al omud shel even shu shel zov, You swear about a stone, a pillar made out of stone. You swear that it's gold. Everybody sees that it's not. That's called Loisiso Hashem Elokecha. Hashem Elokecha Shov. Different than Loisi Shov Ubishmila Shoker in Parshas Kedoshim. There it's talking about that you're swearing falsely, something that only you know is false. Like in a monetary issue in Bezdin, that goes under that category. But Lashov, says Rashi, is Lashanais Esayodua, something that's known to everybody that you swore Lashov. On to the fourth Dibu, Posigud Beis. Shomoi Resi Mashabos, Likadeshoi Kashel Tivecho, Adoinoi Eloihecho. Guard the Shabbos to sanctify it, just as Hashem has commanded you. Says Rashi, Shomoy, Ubarishoinois Uoimel, in the Dibrois Arishoinois in Parsha Sisra, it says, Zochoir es Yoim HaShabbos Lekadeshoi. And what is the difference? Shomoy means to guard from doing malacha. Don't do malacha. Zochoir means Zochreyu, Alayain Chazal Darshan. Remember it mentioned that today is Shabbos, Chazal Ramasakin, to do it alakois. So what was said? Shomoy Roy Zochoir. Says Rashi Shneim B'dibur Echod. Both were said at the same time. Uveteva achas nemru, uveshmiu achas nishmu. Hashem said it in one word, and we heard both of them at the same time. B'derech Nes. Kashal Tzivcho, just as Hashem commanded you, where? Koide matan toiro. B'moro, before we got to toiro, after we crossed Yamsuf, we went Shlishit Yom Bamidbor until we came to Moro, in Parshat B'Shalach, 3 days after Yamsuf. These four words, Kashal Tzivcho, Hashem Elokecho, it does not say it in the Dibrois or Rishoinois. Posuk Yud Gimel, Sheishes Yomim Tavoid Vosiso, Kol Melachtecho. You should work for 6 days, or you can work for 6 days, and Vosiso Kol Melachtecho, complete all your melacha during those 6 days. What does that mean? Finish all your melacha during those 6 days? Let's say I'm in the middle of a job. Says Rashi in Parshas Yisroi, Vosisa kol malachtecha doesn't mean finish off all your work during the 6 days. Rather, kishetovo ishabos, when Shabbos comes, yebeinecho ke'ilu kol malachtecha asuya, shalitahar acha malocha. When Shabbos comes, you should imagine yourself as if everything was done, and you shouldn't be mahal, you shouldn't be thinking about your work on Shabbos. Posuk yudaled v'yoy mashvi'i shabos ladoino yaloihecho,
And
on the seventh day, it should be Shabbos for Hashem. You may not do any melacha, not you and not your son and your daughter. We're talking about ketanim, because if they're gdolim, the pasuk that's talking to me is talking to them. Rather, you have to make sure that your ketanim also don't do malacha. Ve'avdecho ve'amosecho. We're talking about an eved knani and shivcha knanis, because an eved ivri and an om ivriya is the same Jew as you are. Ve'shurcho ve'chamurcho ve'chol be'emtecho. Your ox, your donkey, and all your animals. Above in Yisro, it doesn't say shurcho ve'chamurcho. It simply says ve'chol be'emtecho. Ve'geircho asher b'sh'orecho. L'choira, it's talking about a geir toishov, namely a goy that was makabel to keep the Shema Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach. Only such a goy is allowed to be left in Eretz Yisrael. Of course, he could do his own malacha on Shabbos. He could do whatever he wants. But we're talking about doing malacha for you. According to this, there is a type of Amir al-Akum that will be the Eraisa. Because if we're talking about a Ger Tzedek, the Torah is talking to him just like he's talking to any Jew. And the next five words are an additional that says over here, it does not say in Parshas Yisroi. The reason I'm telling this to you is Laman, in order that Yonuach Avdecho V'Amoscho Komoicho. I want you, Evet Knani and Shivcho Knanis, to rest just like you. Posuk Tezvov V'Zochal To Ki Evet Oiso Be'eret Mitzrayim Eva Yoitziacho Adoino Yaloyecho Mishom B'yod Chazako U'Vizroya Netuyo Al Kei Netzivecho Adoino Yaloyecho La'asois Es Yoyim HaShabos. And remember that you were an Eved in Eret Mitzrayim, and Hashem took you out of there with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. And why did he take you out of there? Al Menas Kain, that you should be his Eved and keep his mitzvahs. And that's why Hashem is telling you to keep Shabbos. Says Rashi, V'zochal Tov Ki Eved Oiso, Al Menas Kain Pedoacho. on that condition, he took you out. Shetihi yeloi eved v'tishma mitzvoisov. This pasuk is completely different from what it says in Parshas Yisroi. In Parshas Yisroi, the last pasuk of the Dibur of Shabbos says, Ki sheishes yomi moso ha-shemes ha-shamayim ves-ha-oretz, es ha-yom ves-kol ha-shabom, v'yonach bo-yem ha-shvi, al-kein b'irach ha-shemes yom ha-shabot v'yikadesheyu. Over there, it says that Shabbos is zecher l'maisa bereishis, sheishes yomi moso ha-shemes ha-shamayim ves-ha-oretz. And over here, it tells you that Shabbos is zecher l'tzias Mitzrayim. And in Kiddush, in Friday night, Chazal combined both psukim. As we say, Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvoyso v'rotso vonu, v'shabas kotrei be'av v'rotso nechilonu, zikorin l'mase bereishis. That's the posuk in Parashas Yisroi. And then it said, Tchilo l'mikroi kodesh, zeicher l'tzias mitzroim. And that's the posuk in Parashas Voschanan. On to the fifth dibur, posuk tezayin. Kabeides avicho v'esimecho, kasher tzivecho adonino yoloyecho, lema'an yarichun yomecho, ulema'an yitavloch, alo adomo asher adonino yoloyecho, noisein loch. Honor your father and your mother just as Hashem has commanded you. Here also, just like by Shabbos, Hashem commanded about kibbut avayim earlier on, in Moro, before Matan Toiro. In order that you should have a long life, and in order that it should be good for you on the land that Hashem is giving you. Says Rashi, Kasher tzivecho af al kibud avoeim nitztavu b'moro. Rashi says af, not only Shabbos, but also kibud avoeim. Shenemar shom som loy choyku mishpot chazal darshin on Shabbos and on kibud avoeim. In this pasuk, we have two additions that we did not have in Parshas Yisroi. The words Kasher tzivecho Hashem elokecho, similar to what we had by Shabbos. And although it's here, over there it says Leman Yarichun Yomecho, over there it doesn't say Leman Yitavloch. Leman Yitavloch is an addition of the Dibois in Parshas Voschanan. And it's important to note what Rashi says in Parshas Yisroi. Leman Yarichun Yomecho, make a diuk. But if you're not Mechabed Ovicho Vevesimecho, then you will not be Yarichun Yomecho. The next four Dibois are all in one posuk, although they're separated, each one in its own parsha. There's a paragraph in the Torah, but it's all in one posuk. Posuk Yudayin, Eloi Sirtach, Veloi Sinof, Veloi Signoi, Veloi Sane, Vereacho, Eid Shav. Do not kill, do not murder, do not commit adultery, Eishes Ish. Veloi Signoi, Rashi told us in Parshas Yisroi, this is not referring to stealing money, rather this is referring to kidnapping. Do not testify against your friend, a false edus. Says Rashi, "V'lo yisinof, ein loshen niuf elo beishesish." Meaning, it's not a general issue for all arayos; rather, it's specifically eishesish. And the last dibur, posuk yudches, "V'lo yisach moed eishes reecho, v'lo yisave beis reecho." Sodeyu ve'avdoi ve'amosoi shiroi ve'chameroi ve'choi la'sher l're'echo. Do not desire your friend's wife. V'loisi save, Rashi says, also mean to desire. Do not desire your friend's house, not his field, and not his eved, not his shivcho, not his ox, not his donkey, and anything that belongs to your friend, you may not desire. Although desiring itself is a terrible midah, but to be over on this lav, it means to act upon your desire. For instance, if a person desires his friend's wife, so he causes shalom bayis between them and causes his friend to divorce his wife, or he convinces him to sell his house or his field or any of these items in order that he should go buy it, even though it's not good for his friend, it's just because he wants it, therefore he convinced him, therefore that's how a person is over on loy sachmoid and loy sisav. Says Rashi, loy sisav, Targum says, loy seiroig. Afhu loshen chemda, which also means to be choymed, to desire. K'moy nechmod lemare, by the chet of Eitzadas, te metargaminon de meragag lemechezei. It's desirable to look at. Here also we have some differences between Voschanan and Yisroi. Over here the Torah puts Eishes Reecho first in its own parsha, and then Beis Reecho. In Yisroi it's Farkelt. First it puts Beis Reecho in its own parsha, and in the second parasha, it starts off with Eishes Reecho. Here, it adds Sodehu. That does not appear in Parshas Yisroi. All we have over there is Avdoi, Amosoi, Shoiroi, and Chamoiroi. We have all those four over here. And here we have an additional Sodehu. Posuk Yute says Hadavorim Ho'ele Diber Adoinoi El Kol Kalchem Bahor Mitoi Ho'eish He'onon Ve'ho'arofel Koil Godoil Ve'lo Yosof Ve'yichtevei Mal Shinei Luchoi Savonim Ve'yitenem Eloi. These are the words that Hashem spoke to your entire congregation on the mountain, from within the fire, the cloud, and the mist. A loud voice, v'lo yosof, says Rashi, two pshotim. Either like talgum, v'lo pesak, unlike a human being that has to breathe a couple of times throughout a sentence, every couple of words. Hashem doesn't have to posak, he doesn't have to stop in between to breathe, and therefore his voice stays constantly loud and strong. That's Rashi's first pshat. Or v'lo yosof means Hashem never again made a public appearance as he did then. And then Hashem wrote down these words on two stone tablets and he gave them to me. Says Rashi, v'lo yosof, metargeminon v'lo pesak. He did it, doesn't stop. Lefishem minas bosov adom, a human being, einu yochei ledaber kol dvora ben shimo achas. You can't speak in one breath, it's all a hafzik. You got to stop from time to time to breathe. That's what it means. V'lo Yosef, a loud voice, and he did not stop in the middle to breathe. I don't know what those words mean in Rashi. Hashem's voice is loud and stays constantly strong forever. That's the first pshat. Hashem never revealed himself publicly like that again. Posuk chovayhi kishom achem ezakul mitoich achoyshech vehoho boeir boeish vatikrevu neilai kol roshei shivdeichem vezikneichem. When you heard that voice from the darkness and the mountain is burning with fire, the roshei shivdeichem and the elders came over to me. Vatoimeru hein her onu adoino yeloi heinu eskevoidoi ves godloi ves koloi shamanu mitoicho ish hayoim azero inu ki edaber elohim es hodom vochoi. And you said to me, the heads of the Shvotim and the leaders, Hashem has showed us his honor and his greatness, and his voice we heard from within the fire. Today we have seen that Hashem can speak with a man, and he stays alive.
And
now, why should we die? This huge fire, this mighty fire is going to consume us. If we continue hearing the voice of Hashem, we will die.
Ki mi chol bosor asher shoma koil Elohim chayim medaber mitoicho eish kamoinu vayechi.
Has there ever been a flesh, has there ever been a human to hear Hashem's voice speaking from within the fire like us and live through it?
Kiravato shemo eis kol ashoyimar adoino eloheinu ve'at tedaber eleinu eis kol ashoyedaber adoino eloheinu elecho ve'shomanu ve'osinu.
You come close to Hashem and you listen to everything Hashem will tell you, and then you will tell us everything that Hashem told to you, and then we'll hear and then we'll do. Says Rashi, ve'at tedaber eleinu. What does loshen ve'at, loshen nekeva? Moshe Rabbeinu is a zocho. It should say ve'ato tedaber eleinu, as it says in the beginning of the pasuk. Keravato ushmo. And ve'at Rashi, tashtem es koichi kinekeva. When you requested this, you made me weak, like in a cave. Why did you make me weak? Shenitzta'alti aleichem. I was pained over you. Very pisim es yod, you made my hands weak. I saw that you're not rushing to get close to Hashem out of love. Wouldn't have been better for you to learn straight from Hashem, rather from me, a middleman? פוסוק חוף ה' וישמע אדוני אסקול דבריכם בדברכם אלוהי ויאמר אדוני אליי שומעתי אסקול דברי הום הזה אשר דיברו אליך היטיבו כל אשר דיברו. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I was taken aback. I was pained by your words. But when Hashem heard what you had to say, and Hashem told me I heard what the nation said, V'hitivu kol asher diberu, says Hashem to me, it's very good what they're saying. And what's good about it? Pasuk Chavov, Mitein ve'oyo levavom zelohem, ניראוי סיב לשמורס כל מצווי סי כל היומים, למען יתאב להם ולבניהם לעולם. מי ייתן, הלוואי, that this fear of their heart, this that they're standing in awe of me, should last them for years to come. And this way they'll keep my mitzvahs all their whole life, in order that it should be good for them and their children forever. So Hashem saw it as a maila, that they're standing in awe of Hashem. פוסק חוב זיין, אליכם אור לוחם, שובו לוחם לאוליכם. Hashem told Moshe, go tell them, go tell the nation, that now, after Matan Torah, they could return to their tents. Tents meaning their mutter to their wives. Before Matan Torah, we saw in Parshas Yisroi, Al Tigishu Elisha, they were also to their wives. After Matan Torah, their mutter to go back to their wives. פוזוק חופכת ואתו פוי עמויד עמודי ואדברו אליך איז כל המצווה והחוקים והמשפטים אשר תלמדים ועשו ואורץ אשר עונכי נויסי נוהם לרשתו. You on the other hand, you stay here with me. Rashi in Parshas Ba'alo Yizcho at the end by the Chet Miriam HaNaviah told us that what Hashem is telling Moshe, they can go back to their wives. But you, Atoa Poa Moidi Modi, you are also to go back to your wife, being that you are in a constant state of Nevuah, you have to be in a constant state of Tahara. And you, therefore, you stay here with me, and I will speak to you, and teach you all the mitzvot, the chukim, and the mishpotim that you should teach Am Yisrael, ve'osu ve'oretz, that they should do all these mitzvot, chukim, and mishpotim in the land in Eretz Yisrael, that I am giving to them, to inherit. L'chaira, Rashi will learn this pasuk in the context of the entire parsha, that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them again and again, you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, it's on condition that you keep the mitzvahs. Only if you keep the mitzvahs, only then will you inherit it and stay there. And the Ramban, over here, stelled suit what he said before above. And earlier on in the parsha, v'asuva oretz, that the Iker Mokam Asiyas HaMitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. Ad kan, the fifth topic of Parshas Voyeschanan, Aseres HaDibrois.